I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is. And this is a romantic time.
It is, because it's February.
And we're fresh off our big victory at the Gateway Film Center.
Oh, yes.
With our
little rom-com happy hour event. We had this conversation about our favorite rom-coms.
Right.
It was very difficult for me to narrow it down to just the three that I did. But I really thought about time and tone. You know, I picked Arthur.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yours were so carefully.
Annie Hall. And then I went and I got The Awful Truth.
The Heartbreak Kid. Yeah, right.
Yes, and you pick Pretty Woman, which is, that's okay. That's a good one.
Right.
Mamma Mia and Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah, and I did that as a pop culture choice. Those weren't my choices.
Okay.
Because I have my favorite.
Oh, I would love to know what they are.
My favorite
is
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh. Okay. Why does that surprise me that Breakfast at Tiffany's is your favorite? One, because you probably haven't seen it since 1962 or whatever.
No.
Also, I just don't figure you for a George Peppard. That was
George Peppard at his very best. Never again was he ever that congenial.
He's borderline uninteresting.
He does play a nerdy writer.
Get the juxtaposition between her and him. But
she's a phony, but she's a real phony.
And it's a lovely movie.
Yeah.
Why is that your favorite?
It captures the romantic essence of New York. It also fulfills some of the expectations of romantic comedies. Two completely different people.
Mm-hmm.
You have circumstances that are keeping them away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're going to make it together, but then they're not, and then they finally do.
Yeah.
And then you have this cat somewhere.
That is a beautiful ending, chasing the cat.
Yeah, I was in college at that time.
Oh, see, okay. I got it.
It's an association for me.
I have the same association with Annie Hall. Had broken up with this girl. I was like 17 years old. I was heartbroken over it, and I was just putzing around the house, and I sat down to watch television, and I stumbled upon Annie Hall, and I really didn't know. I had heard about Woody Allen, but I didn't really understand Woody Allen. So I started watching this movie, and I just was mesmerized by it. One, by seeing my own neuroses finally reflected back, all this anxiety and angst changed my life. That moment when you are at your most romantically vulnerable. Romantic comedies, as sort of dopey as they can be, and simplistic sometimes. That's the beauty of it. They're tapped into one of the most significant and sensitive and painful times in our lives. These movies can just sit with you, change you, comfort you, transform you.
Most of these rom-coms that we talked about and we are talking about are fantasies. I mean, this isn't the way real life works, except for you and Summer. I don't know anybody who fulfills the romantic comedy requirements who is a real living person.
That's funny. Thank you for that, I think.
Anyway, if you look, for instance, at Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
I hesitate to call it a romantic comedy, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's outrageous circumstances. He wants to, she doesn't. There's a different class structure, even though she is a professor at Columbia.
Yeah.
This guy is from an uber-rich family. So it has some of that, but beyond that, it is eye candy. So it lacks some of what I thought to be the nuances of, say, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
So I'm surprised you didn't say The Graduate.
I have difficulty thinking of it as a comedy.
It's hilarious.
It is such a serious journey for that young man that I tend to take it more serious.
That's a great point. When I was a kid and I was brushing up on the great films, there was this video store and I find it in the comedy section. I take it home and I watch it and I'm like, this is a comedy? I remember thinking that. I wanted to see it again. I went back to the same video store. I couldn't find it. I asked if it was out. They said, no, it was in the drama section.
Oh, good one.
And then I brought it home and watched it and thought it was hilarious. It's a brilliant sort of achievement in tone.
Yes.
It is dramatic. You know, I guess you would call it a dramedy today, which I think does it a disservice.
Yeah, and I think that's the genius of Mike Nichols, too, to be able to carry that off in both areas. That one of the first romantic comedies that struck me as it being a very serious genre was Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Beatrice and Benedict and all the shenanigans that go on in that Shakespearean production. But this is Shakespeare having fun with the rom-com.
It's mainstream movies' direct pipeline to the human experience. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com.